Welcome to Bookkeeping Centrum Podcast. We're an Urban CA based bookkeeping firm. Bookkeeping is our business, and that is all we do. In this series of podcasts, we will try to give the most useful information for small business who are inexperienced in the bookkeeping game. In this way, we hope to be useful information for you to manage your business. Please stay tuned for weekly podcasts with relevant information just for you.
Greetings, Bookkeeping Centrum family, to your favorite weekly financial podcast. An expense is the cost of operation that a company incurs to generate revenue. As the popular saying goes, it costs money to make money, so it is fundamental for you to keep in check your common expenses, including but not limiting to payments to suppliers, employee wages, factory leases, and equipment depreciation. So, as in every new episode, get yourself comfortable while we explain to you whatever you need to know for understanding this concept. Now, check it out. Expenses in accounting refers to the money spent and the cost incurred by a company in pursuing revenue. Simply put, account expenses are the cost involved in running a business, and collectively, they contribute to the activities involved in generating profit. Businesses are allowed to write off tax-deductible expenses on their income tax returns to lower their taxable income and thus their tax liability. However, if expenses are cut too much, it could also have a detrimental effect. For example, paying less on advertising reduces cost, but also lowers the company's visibility and ability to reach out to potential customers. Expenses are generally recorded on an accurate basis, ensuring that they match up with the revenues reported in accounting periods. There are two main categories of business expenses in accounting. Operating expenses. Expenses related to the company's main activities, such as the cost of goods sold, administrative fees, and rent. An operating expense is an expense a business incurs through its normal business operations, often abbreviated as OPEX or OPEX. Operating expenses include rent, equipment inventory cost, marketing, payroll, insurance, step cost, and funds allocated for research and development. Non-operating expenses. These are expenses not directly related to the business core operations. Common examples include interest charges and other costs associated with borrowing money. Accountants sometimes remove non-operating expenses to examine the performance of the business, ignoring the effects of financing and other irrelevant issues. The Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, allows business to deduct operating expenses if the business operates to earn profits. However, the IRS and most accounting principles distinguish between operating expenses and capital expenditures, which we will talk ahead. As in many fundamental financial terms, expenses also have some subcategories regarding a specific characteristics. The most important ones are capital expenditures or CapEx. These are funds used by a company to acquire, upgrade, and maintain physical assets such as property, plants, buildings, technology, or equipment. CapEx is often used to undertake new projects or investments by a company. The IRS treats capital expenses differently than most business expenses. While most costs of doing business can be expensed or written off against business income the year they are incurred, capital expenses must be capitalized or written off slowly over time. We also have out-of-pocket expenses. These are when an employee spends their own money on business-related expenses. These out-of-pocket expenses are typically reimbursed by the employee using a specific company-approved process. The last category is financial expenses. These are costs incurred from borrowing from lenders or creditors. They are expenses outside the company's core business. Examples of this includes loan origination fees. The income statement is the primary financial statement used by entities to record their expenses and determine their taxes. Entities will typically have three categories of expenses. Direct cost is used to determine the cost of goods sold, or COGS, which we have talked about in a previous episode. Indirect cost, subtracted from gross profit to identify operating profit. Indirect costs typically include things like executive compensation, general expenses, and marketing costs. Finally, there's depreciation, which is a tax-deductible expense on the income statement that is classified as an indirect expense. Depreciation expenses can be deducted over a number of years. According to the IRS, to be deductible, a business expense must be both ordinary and necessary. Ordinary means that the expense is common or accepted in the industry, while necessary means the expense is helpful on the pursuit of earning income.
We hope you have liked this week's podcast. Here in Bookkeeping Centrum, we thank you for listening to us and hope for you to stay tuned for weekly podcasts with relevant information about the bookkeeping game. See you next time!